Robert stared at the screen until the letters blurred. He realized he was slipping back into old habits now. "I am using too many short bursts," he told Minnie. She was sitting nearby, sewing a button on a shirt. "You need to let the story breathe a bit," she said. "Talk to me like a person, not a radio operator." Robert took a deep breath and deleted the last page. He began to write about the afternoon Virginia visited. She had come over after a very long shift at the county hospital morgue. "It makes you think about what lasts," Virginia said. She sat at the table and drank a glass of water. "The diamonds and the cars don't follow us, Dad. Only the way we treated people stays behind us." Robert listened to his daughter with a heavy nod. He thought of the men he had left in the company. He hoped they were finding their own version of truth. Minnie looked up from her work and smiled at them. "We are the lucky ones," she reminded her family. "We have a second chance to build a clean legacy." Dorothy called later to talk about the new books. "The kids at school are asking for more stories. They like the idea of a hero who protects people." Robert felt a spark of real joy in his chest. He wasn't writing for the money or the fame anymore. He was writing to show the world that change is real. Barbara sent a text from the Boom Lake office. "The first shipment of the Y2K book is going out. The formatting is perfect and the covers are crisp." Shirley had spent hours in Photoshop on the art. She wanted the colors to match the California sunset. "It has to look like the land we live on," she said. The towers were no longer divided by lies or walls. They were a single unit working toward a goal. They were authors and builders and healers now. The radical honesty was the air they breathed in. Robert finished the new chapter with a smile. He felt the flow of the story returning to him. The saga was moving at a steady and honest pace. The Pasadena night was cool and very quiet now. He closed the laptop and looked at his wife's face. "We are home," he said. "We are finally home." The stars were bright and peaceful. They had everything they needed in this small room. The debt was a memory. The future was the light.